Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. We are live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. This is the last day we're out here in Flowery Branch. It's bittersweet because you really get to kind of see how things are taking shape with the Falcons. But yesterday, practice had so much going on with the Titans here. There was a lot to, you couldn't focus on really anything because there was so much. No major fights, little dust ups here and there for sure.
Yeah.
But people are already in line to get into this second joint practice with the Titans today. And Mike, you spotted a guy as we were walking in this morning.
Dude, I you know what an orb is? You know what an orb is? Like a floating
like
ball of light, kind of. Right.
Show?
It's like a floating ball of
yeah.
light. I pulled around the corner, and it was so dark this morning, I thought I was seeing an orb. It was his cell phone light. His cell phone light. But the security gate, I was like, oh, there's like a floating orb. And sure enough, it was just some guy sitting in his fold-out chair up there waiting on the gate to open. And he's still waiting. Like, I was genuinely like, why are you in line this early? I respect it, and
yeah.
I love it, but, you know. It's like, is there a certain tree you want to sit under? Was it stats? You know, the guy who always dresses up in the uniform. I don't know, but yes, at 5 a.m. this morning, there was a fellow up there with his light on his phone on, sitting in his chair, just waiting on the gate to open, baby. He was like, it's go time.
The stats thing is weird because I hadn't seen him in years. Like, he hadn't made a Falcons training camp in years.
Yeah.
And then I walked by and somebody goes, the stats? And I was like, I think it was shock. I was like, is that stats? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, he asked shock for a picture yesterday, which we'll have EJ on the show later on today, so that'd be fun. But yeah, I don't want to speak out of turn. Not sure stats was in a position to come up here very often for a while. Let's just leave it
but
at that.
But he came out yesterday, you know, all dressed up in his pads.
Yeah.
To the nines.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. It was great.
He was out here every single day when I was in camp. And obviously, camp was not open last year. So I don't know, you know, but the year before that, we definitely didn't see him. So I don't know.
Quick question about your gentleman you saw waiting. The orb you're talking about, is an orb an actual thing you can see in real life, or is that only in film?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to. You know, is a ghost something you can see in real life, or is that an only I don't know.
Well, you're like, you know, an orb, a floating ball of energy.
Yeah,
light.
I don't
like,
know.
Is that something you can actually see with the
naked
eye?
I always just thought it was something that the camera did weird when the light hit it.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. Like,
but
you know,
you,
if you watch Ghost
brain.
Hunters on TV, they see orbs all the time. It's like a spirit. It's a spirit leaving somebody's body and just can't escape the earth or whatever.
That's something a frog tells you.
Is that it?
That ain't real.
Let's get into the Shohei Ohtani soap opera. So Shohei Ohtani and his agent have been accused in a lawsuit of sabotaging a $240 million luxury housing project on Hawaii's Hapuna Coast. This lawsuit alleges that Ohtani and his agent used their celebrity leverage to push out the plaintiffs for their own financial gain.
Is Shohei Ohtani really a bad dude? Because he had the gambling thing that his assistant just happened to do all on his own without any of Shohei's knowledge.
Right.
And then that guy's in, like, federal prison now. And now there's this, like, I'm not feeling so warm and fuzzy about who Shohei Ohtani really is these days. Because, look, where there's fire, there's smoke. Or wait, no, there's smoke, there's fire, right? Yeah, there it is. Flip that and reverse it.
I don't know
it. I got a Missy Elliott.
I think we're reaching a little bit.
I mean, these are alleged.
And look.
Alleged.
We only ever hear things from one side. Somebody got soured on a deal. Somebody, you know, he pulled back money or investment money, and, you know, somebody doesn't like it. So all of a sudden, because we don't. Could you name the company that he was involved with that was investing? No. Nobody can ever name the people on the other side. You pick out the biggest name,
right,
and you go, oh, Shohei Ohtani. Perfect. We'll put him on blast on social media and through all these news outlets. So I'm not ready to jump to that conclusion. And, you know, until I get some evidence of him just, you know, like on video of him completely being that way, I'm going to have a hard time believing. Not saying it's not true, but I don't know. I get the whole whether smoke, there, fire thing, but I'm going to need to see more smoke.
But when it bleeds into my Bravo world, that's where things get a little bit crazy, because one of the guys who was involved in the Shohei Ohtani deal, he's the boyfriend of one of the housewives. And so he took some kind of plea deal. So something shady happened on his part regarding the Shohei Ohtani thing. So once it gets that big, that's where I'm kind of with Bo, where I'm like,
no. Yeah, but can I just say this, though? The Bravo world will make anything a big deal. Like, they will make anything a big deal. They're like, oh, my God, Jesse's husband farted at the luncheon last week. Let's just do a whole three-hour special on this with Andy Cohen.
That Judice woman and her husband went to jail and from Bravo.
Teresa.
Like, they went to federal prison, too, for something. I mean,
and Joe Giudice was.
I don't think they're the only ones.
No.
I don't think they're the only ones from those shows.
If you are doing something shady, you should not go on reality television. That's the lesson we've learned, basically. 100%. But I'm just saying, it did bleed into that world, so I feel like the ripple effect of whatever was happening was big.
Y'all are
reaching, man. Both of you. I'm just shocked.
Well,
by
let me ask.
It made it into Bravo, so it must be true.
Let me ask you a question. How many times do we have to hear about Shohei Ohtani and some kind of scandal before we think maybe, just maybe, he's not, you know, there is something to it. So this is the second one. I mean, his best friend is in federal prison, and he just happened.
You talking about his interpreter that stole money from him?
That was his bet. Yeah, that was his best friend. And remember, the allegations came out against Ohtani at first.
Okay, I know they did, and he's not in federal prison right now. That's kind of my point. Like, we're just starting to patchwork things together. And
yeah, because that guy took the
fall. Because there's been two pieces of news.
That guy fell on the sword.
Okay, that's one man's opinion is my point. Now, all of a sudden, he's a bad guy because...
I didn't say he was a bad
guy. And I don't know if he is or not. I'm just simply playing devil's advocate. If two people were to say something bad about Squid Billy, I'd be like... He ain't that bad. You know what I mean? He ain't that bad.
People that say bad things about me all the time.
I know, and that's usually my response.
Well, it might not be a bad guy situation. It might be he's around the wrong circle, and they're like, oh, this is customary in America. We do this all the time. You know, because it's a little bit foreign to him.
And look, I don't know.
There you go. There's the devil's advocate I can hang with.
You know what?
You know, we got a lot more to
Y'all
debate.
Make a lot of
you want to do it?
Yeah, let's go ahead and debate.
It is Which One Wednesday. So, yes, they were just debating about Shohei Ohtani. Now they're going to debate the questions I throw at them for Which One Wednesday.
Are we still keeping score on this?
No.
I don't think so.
We have not kept score on Which One Wednesday for quite some time. Yeah. Because the judging was not fair.
Well,
I was virtually unbeatable. That's why.
Is that what it was?
Y'all got tired of losing.
Pretty sure you're the one getting upset about the judging.
All right, we've gotten to chat with a few Falcons since being at training camp. Which one would you want to give you a pep talk if you were in a bad mood? AJ Terrell or Mike Hughes? Mike, you go first.
Wow, I would say that Mike Hughes is probably more on my wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Although AJ was awesome,
right?
You could see it all on display. Obviously taking care of his family before he got a chance to chat with us. Mike Hughes was just, I mean, he just laid all that. I felt like I could read his mind by looking in his eyes.
Yeah.
And you were, just, I mean, I just couldn't. I was like, man, this guy is being really genuine with his answers. So I would want a genuine pep talk of like, man, this is a tough situation for you. You know what I mean? Let's go ahead and work our way out of this. How can we do this together? So, yeah, I'd take that pep talk.
You know, off the top of my head, I would have said Mike Hughes, but I'm gonna go with AJ Terrell because I keep recalling the way he talked about his brother.
Uh-huh.
That's
a
good call.
And when he said, you know, you asked him, Allie, about his brother, and he started to answer a question. He goes, "Hold on a second. First off, I want to say how proud I am of him."
Yeah.
And I heard that, and it made me think. I was like, you know, when you asked a question, I went to Mike Hughes, but then Mike started talking, and I started thinking about that answer from AJ, and I said, I bet AJ would say, "Hey, you need to know. You know what? No. First off, I want you to know how good you are." And how proud I am of what you and I heard him doing that, and
that
I was like, man, AJ's the guy for
it's
me.
It's a good call.
Which first rounder will record their first sack of the preseason, Jalen Walker or James Pierce Jr.? Bo, you go with this one first.
I'm going to go with Jalen Walker, and I think the easy answer is I think James Pierce is more complete as a pass rusher, and I think Jalen Walker is more complete as an outside linebacker / edge rusher. But I think Jalen Walker is going to get one. And I don't know 100% why, other than he's just going to trust his technique and it's going to kind of do the Caden Ellis where he is going to stay disciplined and it's going to work in his favor.
I'm going to go with Pierce here. I just think, and Bo said this off the top, I think he's more polished at this point as a pass rusher. Jalen, I think, you know, spent a lot of time at Georgia out-athleting some of the tackles he was going against. And I think that once you kind of get here, you kind of realize, hey, I need to have a plan before I get there. And I think that's one of the things that James Pierce is ahead with at this point in his career. And I would say this, though, for both of them, I think just getting an edge sack is kind of tough in the preseason. So I wouldn't rule Jalen Walker out. Maybe it's like a twist stunt, or maybe the quarterback's rolling out. Maybe you can grab him. I think that's the way it might go down. But at this point, I'm gonna take James Pierce.
Or maybe Pierce gets pressure from one side, Walker's on the other, and
could happen that way.
And the quarterback loses where he is in the pocket, and Walker's there.
Could happen that way.
I think we're on the same page.
Which Braves player would throw the best backyard barbecue, Spencer Strider or Austin Riley?
Austin Riley, because first off, Strider's a vegan.
I was wondering if you knew that.
And I'm not trying to hate, but I can't see him being like, you know, I'm a meat guy personally.
God, how did he get quads like that with that little protein?
Lots of beans.
So, plus Austin Riley's, you know, he's a big hunter, so he's going to have a plethora of meats, maybe.
Yeah, he's got a deep freezer for sure.
Some wild boar, a little venison, who knows, you know, maybe something I don't even know about.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm in for
this. Austin would have been Riley. A better question, probably Austin Riley versus AJ Minter last year, you know, I'm with Bo, though. Spencer Strider, to me, I love him. I love his competitive nature. I love that angry streak he seems to have on the mound. But Austin Riley is going to be tendon grill.
I think as emotional as Spencer gets, though, that's how, you know, much he would have to cut loose.
If you put them side by side and ask them to do a barbecue competition, I'd probably take Spencer Strider.
Yeah.
If I was just attending, I'd probably choose to attend Austin Riley.
Don't underestimate a country boy from Mississippi that likes to hunt and fish. I mean, because they like to throw back some beer and do some grilling.
Jarius Norwood, Parade Jerry.
Yeah.
Dude, those guys could throw down.
All right, you got to think about this one. Which Falcon would you want next to you in a zombie apocalypse? Bijan Robinson. Or we're going two different sides here. Bijan Robinson or Leonard Floyd.
Oh, man.
Who wants to start this one?
I'll go. I would say Leonard Floyd. Because I think Bijan is just simply fast enough to run away.
Right.
I think Leonard Floyd would be like, hey, we're going to have to fight our way out of this. Here, take this baseball bat. I'm going to use the chainsaw. We're going to have to fight our way out of this thing. Bijan would probably be like, hey, man, I don't have to be necessarily faster than them. I just have to be faster than you. I'm out of here. Bye.
Well, I'm a little bit biased because I've gotten to know Bijan a little bit and kind of human being he is. I don't think he would leave you holding your own baseball bat in your hand.
Well, the zombie around, things change, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there.
But, you know, I'm not sure. But Leonard Floyd is a very good answer. But I got to go with Bijan. I think that's the kind of guy I've been around him. That's the guy you won't be in a foxhole.
I don't know, though, man. He's just shaking. He's just breaking zombie ankles. You know what I mean? He's like, nah, can't catch me.
One quick one to finish it out. Which animated cartoon would you rather live in, South Park or Family Guy?
I would say Family Guy. Family Guy, they got a good brewery. I can't remember the name of the beer they drink there. It's kind of like the beer, the Duff beer they have in The Simpsons. I can't remember what it is, but yeah, I'd say Family Guy. That's more my lane.
South Park, little mountain town, crazy, and there's always some kind of cool action going on. I mean, all kinds of stuff goes on in that town.
Yeah.
All right, is it the Patriot Ale? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it,
or
maybe
the clamshell. I don't know.
The Drunken Clam
Shell's the bar.
Yeah, okay. The Drunken Clam's the name of the bar.
Okay, gotcha.
It might be Patriot beer, yeah, something like that.
Gotcha.
It's like a very Samuel Adams type of beer. But
well,
anyways.
If you have an opinion on which animated cartoon you would want to live in, this is your chance to
You're
let
missing
us
the
know.
Boat. Which Falcons player do you want to be in a zombie apocalypse with? That's the question.
That's a good question. So call us. Let us know which Falcon would you want to be beside if there was a zombie apocalypse. What cartoon would you want to live in? And has there ever been a place that closed down that meant a lot to you? Murph's closed last night. I went to the closing. It was bittersweet. It is time for the wake-up call, so call us with your opinions now. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Something Smells Good and the Odyssey app.